This is Mike Wayne.
Bill Burton.
Bill,
hi, glad to meet you. John Nona, Judy Byers, other members of the committee.
I saw
a clipboard somewhere where you sign in. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you very much for being patient as we gathered a quorum. It's summertime.
No worries.
And,
he's there.
Okay, if we can pull out our stuff.
Is Prepala the right way to pronounce
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
And we just lost our quorum again. Are we live and on tape?
We're live.
We're live. Okay. These meetings are streamed live across the board's website, so you're on television.
Okay.
So just so you know, there's a camera over there. There's a camera right there, which is on you. There's a camera over there, and there's a camera dead in front of me, which apparently is not functioning. So this is just part of our policy of just being open and letting people see what's going on. But don't say anything you wouldn't want to have on the front page of the Journal News. Well, we've always taped things. But
did you go up in the Bronx?
Yes.
Where?
Originally on 183rd Street, Grand Concourse.
Oh, west. I grew up in the East Bronx near Park Chester.
Yeah, then I moved to Bedford Park.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
the Grand Concourse. Yeah. And then
farther north, up north. Kept on moving north, right?
You had no choice.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ended up by Mesa Avenue, Boston Post Road.
Oh, yeah. I know that is. Yeah.
Then I came to Whitestone when I got married in New Rochelle.
And that's where you are now, New Rochelle, right? Yeah, Portman Road.
We had her. So the idea is you're going to be on the airport advisory board.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, you have a lot of environmental experience, I see, right?
Yep. Come out of the construction business. I didn't see the, as Steve pointed out.
So, your experience is 1989 to present, Mace Contracting Corporation, but you're also vice president of Blaze Group, which does surety bonds?
Correct, yes.
So you do both? You do, or are you still?
Correct. That's my primary right now is Blaze Group.
Is it surety bonds?
Yeah, right. 2006. I'm trying to get it on its feet and stuff like that.
Judy, could we find you? I don't know where she went.
Okay. U.S. EPA. Meanwhile, can I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead. We're not officially open, but there's no reason why we can't talk about ourselves. So go ahead.
U.S. EPA risk assessor. What an LPB appointment could do. So that's it. Looks interesting.
At that time, they were licenses. I don't currently have. They're currently expired, but they're for lead assessment.
Yeah.
We used to do hazmat remediation work, yeah.
Right.
Okay. I hereby call the Committee on Appointments to order. It is Monday, the 18th of July at 4:23. Our first appointment is with Mr. Naviga Prakapal. Prakapal. Thank you very much, sir. I guess the appropriate question is, why in the world do you want to do this?
Been working as a business owner in the county since 1989. I had my own business here. Done a lot of work for the DPW. And a longtime resident of Westchester County, and I just wanted to help out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty simple.
So you volunteered?
Yes.
And they called you and said?
I sent in the application, my resume, and that was it.
Okay. So, what sense do you have of the airport itself as an ongoing operation and its needs and successes?
I flew into the airport a couple of times. I thought it was a great facility. I wasn't even aware half the stuff was in there. I was really, really impressed. I was like, wow, in my own backyard. And that was really it. It was just interesting. I didn't particularly, ask for the airport, but just whatever you think is good, it's good for me.
Is it in your backyard?
No, it's not in my backyard, but from, I do a lot of traveling throughout the area, throughout mm-hmm. the state. We do a lot of work throughout the county, mm-hmm. and I think it's in my backyard.
But you're in my backyard, and it's in my backyard.
There you go.
Fair enough. Mr. Nunn, any questions?
I asked some before. I think I got the answers.
Go ahead.
The airport does have environmental issues constantly because there's the de-icing, you know, in the winter, and there's a runoff from the de-icing. And, you know, there's fuel there. Sometimes there's fuel spills. So to the extent you have environmental experience, I think, you know, you could bring a lot to bear on that board. So can you just describe for a minute, for a while, some of the experience you've had dealing with environmental issues that might...
Okay. I mean, one of the businesses I had was Lewis Simon Industries, and I sold that off to one of my partners. Mm. What we used to do is a lot of hazmat work, asbestos work, lead work, stuff like that. We actually do the contract for the United Nations building for all that hazmat work. And that's all the licensing was just... assessment of hazardous risk, if you want
right.
to call that.
Okay. And well, the airports have those kind of risks.
You know what? I wasn't aware that our airport did, but
yeah. But the other thing about the airport that's significant is it's near the Rye Lake and it's near the Kensico Reservoir, okay. so it's close to the New York City water supply. So they're very sensitive about anything that might, you know, impact the water supply, any runoff from the airport. That might impact, and then there's Blind Brook is near there.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, there's you know streams that are that could be affected by any discharges of pollutants, and airports produce pollutants.
Absolutely. Do you remember the flooding in 07? You live on Portman?
Portman is actually
my business
address. I live on North Avenue. I live in the old Roosevelt Terrice school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely, yeah.
But I do remember the flooding.
Is one of the culprits for a lot of that flooding is the Blind Brook River, which runs down actually through Connecticut into Westchester County, and it goes right through the airport and then comes down into Rye before it goes out to the Long Island Sound.
Okay.
And the reason there is such a concern about the airport is because there are two big retention basins that are underneath the airport that retain the water and basically filter a lot of it out, filter a lot of the bad stuff out before it goes into the Blind Brook. And any time there's the possibility of increased construction at the airport and increased impermeable surface, there's a whole bunch of concerns about more stuff running into the Blind Brook River and also into the flooding that goes in. There's a lot more flooding in the Blind Brook River than there used to be due to development, especially in Connecticut, but also there's concerns about the airport adding to that. So that's another reason. But the other thing I noticed, your firm was helped with the historic restoration of the music tower at Playland.
Yeah, I was going to get that.
That was so good. They did a great job.
Are
they involved with the North Bathhouse also restoration work?
Actually, it's funny you should say that. This is the one in Playland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The one at the Children's Museum. What it is the surety company, Westchester Fire, I represent on the surety side.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And we actually, in Mace contract, and actually bid on that draw. I think we came in fourth.
Oh, okay.
But currently we're pricing out to the surety to finish the rest of the work.
Terrific.
Yeah, because I think it's, I think it got taken over. Contract.
It did.
Yes, right. That's right. Exactly.
So I think we're working on trying to negotiate a price that's fair for the county and fair for the surety and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to it.
Great. There also, the job is being done beautifully. Because, again, it's historical preservation. It's right next to the water. I mean,
right.
You know, it's...
I actually took a look at the old Children's Museum maybe about 5 years ago when they were doing the asbestos and lead assessment for the county. Mm-hmm. Just to give them an idea what it was going to be like.
Oh, it was so filled.
And what did you
asbestos.
Think?
It's like anything else. There's a lot of ways to handle different sorts of problems. I think at the end of the day, it's really the end result that you're looking for. Some mm-hmm. things you can live with, some things you can't. I remember we had done the floor tile removal at the Durango Courthouse.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
2005, I think it was. Some areas you could leave alone because it doesn't present a danger. You know, it's not an issue. So I think it's all based on what you want at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So.
I had a great revenue idea that didn't go very far, clearly. But at that time, when they were looking at what to do with all with the interior of that building, that it would be great to rent out for horror films because it was so awful, so scary, you know, with all that exposed pipe.
If you have the end product, you could definitely do a lot of things, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But this is great. I think you could be very helpful to the airport and, you know, with your experience, we would
I think, as John said, one of the things that's important and very, very often gets pushed to the back is the environmental issues. I mean, not that we're not sensitive to them, but at the same time, very often there are projects that are hurry up, you got to get it done, and yeah. and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, we never did deal with the runoff from this or the some of the hazardous stuff that was involved in that, and the fact that you would be there and just know that that's how
just
we get
to
problems,
ask a question,
to get into
exactly.
trouble yeah. like that would be very, very helpful. So I think we all appreciate your participating.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. That's it.
Thank you.
No
sorry we made you.
No,
no beatings
are
done.
Not at all. Thank you. Nice meeting you all.
I'm glad to have met you. Good.
Nice meeting
Mr.
you.
Mr.
Nona, take
care.
Mr. Myers.
Nice meeting you.
Nice
meeting
you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, if everybody take a look at the minutes while we're in it.
So moved. I wasn't here.
You haven't read them yet.
I wasn't please here. I'm sorry. I wasn't here. I can't move. I wasn't here.
And I was here, but I don't think we have.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We can't approve these minutes.
Why not?
Because it's just you and me who are here, who were here.
So?
How many to approve?
Two counts.
Oh, okay. Then I'll move the minutes.
Okay. I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. So if you can get Mr. Dillon.
Sorry. So I was leaving a place. I saw him sitting there. He said hello.
Okay, John, the video is on. Sound is on.
I need to get over there before 5. Is this the only other?
No. We've
got two more.
We have Hispanic Advisory Citizens Consumer.
But were you in the board meeting? What?
Great.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm Chairman Bill Burton. How are you?
Hi, Alan. John Nona. How are you?
Nice. Very nice meeting you.
Hi, Jimmy Myers.
Very nice meeting you.
A little clipboard there to sign in. Why don't we just move you down here further? Sure. The other person's not going to come. So, but if you would pull the clipboard with you.
Okay.
We're on television, so we're streamed live, and we're recorded, so don't say anything you wouldn't want to see on the front page of the journalist. Here. Okay, good.
Is your former partner, was that Tom Caruso or different Caruso?
No, Tom Caruso.
It was Tom Caruso,
yes.
Okay.
Actually, my brother's partner.
Okay. Oh, Caruso and Dillon, that was your brother, Zach
right.
Dillon.
Right, actually, okay. I formed the firm of Dillon.
With your brother?
With my brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Tom occasionally comes in.
Yeah, because he's kind of on his own now, right?
He's mostly, he has been with the sale and sales of yachts and with marinas in Mamaroneck, and although he currently doesn't have a marina in Mamaroneck, in South Norwalk, Narragansett, and in New Jersey as well.
So how did you get involved in Hispanic activities? Is that part of your family background?
Well, actually, I was born in Argentina. Hmm. My family dates back to 1807 in Argentina. And I left Argentina when I was 6. I lived in Japan for a couple of years, came here for a year. My parents actually came here in the 50s and ended up going back to Argentina back in the late 50s. My father was in the automotive business down in Argentina, and he kind of formed his own business with a Ford Motor Company. But anyway, so I've been actually since 1973 is when we came back, and I've been here consecutively. I grew up in the area. And I got involved with Hispanic issues and organizations as a result of when I came out of law school. And I kind of had to fend for myself. Tom and my brother didn't have enough work for me, so sure. I started getting court-appointed work in Connecticut. And one of the things that I found was that because of my Spanish, a lot of a lot of the judges would appoint me to represent Hispanic clients. And I felt that there was a niche to be developed. Eventually, what happened was I was working helping out SER. S-E-R, Ilse Velez was one of the individuals running that. I think she was the executive director of the office in White Plains. And they shared an office suite or office space in the same building with El Aguila newspaper. And I was introduced to Norma Maximo, who was the publisher of El Aguila newspaper, and her son, Miguel. And we developed a friendship after I started writing a legal column for them for many years, and I continue to do so. But one thing led to another. After about 5 years of working in that, doing the legal column, we decided to form an organization called the Hispanic Business and Professional Association, and I was elected president of the organization. And I still continue to run that organization. And we had 7 board members, and the Hispanic community is very diverse. You have people like myself, you have the Puerto Rican community, you have the Dominicans, you have the Cubans, and you have about 25 different countries, South America and Central America, that comprise the Latino and Hispanic communities. So eventually, my having participated, prior to, while writing a legal column for El Aguila newspaper, I was approached by some folks from the county. Corina de León, which runs in the Hispanic, she's part of the Department of Senior Programs and Services. She's been with the, and she's a much beloved individual with the senior Hispanic population. And so I was asked to participate in the Senior Law Day. So for a number of years, I think about 7 or 8 years, I've been maybe even longer actually, I've been participating with her and speaking, giving the Spanish version of whatever it is, whether it's on advanced directives, wills, trusts, healthcare proxies, or a lot of the times the issues that they really are interested in learning about landlord-tenant, immigration, other issues, more general topics. And because I had written a number of articles on various issues, legal issues, it was very easy for me to accommodate those questions and issues that they had. And so we developed a nice collaboration. In fact, right now I serve with her on the Hispanic Coalition for the Aging that we meet every few months in the, right at the White Plains Hospital with a group of others. I also serve on the Westchester Public-Private Partnership for Aging Services. May Carpenter is part of that, and for probably about 6-7 years I've been involved with that. I recently, last 3 years ago, I was asked to serve on the board of the Alzheimer's Association for Westchester, Hudson Valley, and Rockland. So I've been doing that. In fact, what I've been trying to do is one of the ways that I met Mr. Astorino, County Executive Astorino, was at an event which was the legislative breakfast, and I was speaking to one of the representatives from the Department of Senior Programs and Services on how we can collaborate together with the Alzheimer's Association to address the needs of the Hispanic and African-American communities, because they are affected disproportionately to Alzheimer's disease. In fact, Hispanics are affected 1.5 times as whites, and twice, the African-American population is affected twice as much. So in my belief and my experience over all these different issues that I've been dealing with has led me to conclude, and I have support, people in the field, as well as studies that, the Hispanic population is the least educated segment of the population, and we need to help educate them and raise awareness. So one of the things that I'm trying to collaborate with the county, as it was made clear to me, there is very little money, and what one of the and this is made clear to everybody that we have a fiscal and economic situation here that I think that by partnering with different groups and by trying to work together, we can become more efficient and at the same time, work with less money, but at the same time address the needs of the population of the county. And particularly, I think that the needy groups, the segments of the population, are the ones that we really should be working very hard to try to address their needs. I think that especially in the issues that I've been areas that I've been working on. So that's one of the things. I also recently became a member, a charter member of the Bedford Armonk Rotary, which we ended up holding the John J. Homestead Jamboree, which Mr. Harkin was there as part of my district, and, which was a success. So I'm trying to utilize all these different organizations to try to see how we can collaborate on social issues that
Wow.
Chairman, if I
That'll do. Ms. Meyer.
Because I have to run out for 1 second.
Okay.
But I just wanted to ask you, have you been in, this is in Mamaroneck, your office is in
Mamaroneck.
Were you involved at all in all of the Hispanic-related activities of the past 5 years in Mamaroneck?
In terms of what, the litigation?
The lawsuit?
No, I was not involved in that. Not at all.
Were you aware of it?
I was aware.
Do you know Mariana Bonilla?
Yes,
oh,
I do. Very
she
well.
Just moved.
I'm sorry?
She just moved.
Oh, she moved? She moved
down to Miami.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow.
Yeah, her husband retired.
Wow.
So Miami was close to Argentina.
Yes, no, she was from Argentina.
I know. I miss her badly.
I've been to Buenos Aires once, and I'd love to go back.
Same here. Terrific. Although not under the current administration.
Administration
has been like
the government
for, since time immemorial.
Chairman Burton, I'm going to run, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right back counts because we have another interview. Thank you very much. Well, it sounds like you've got an awful lot on your plate. Are you going to be able to attend? One of the things about meetings like this and committees like this is that we really do need the attendance.
Well, I've actually already attended twice.
Uh-huh.
Meetings. I did come late the second meeting, but I had a function on another. Actually, I had a conflict with the Alzheimer's Association, so and another board meeting. So it was my first board meeting at a different. But I don't foresee that being a problem. In fact, one of the things that I was looking for and am looking for now is some guidance as to how to make this advisory board, the most effective possible. And we have not, maybe I haven't been privy to it, but getting an idea as to, where are we going with this? Because I think that, it would be, we can make things much more efficient if everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm new to this, so I haven't served on the governmental advisory board. Westchester Private Partnership is kind of
the ship moves forward, but it is difficult to turn. So you're not going to be alone about trying to make things move, but they will be slow. And so the fact that you've been building coalitions in so many of the things you've been doing is actually a real benefit. But excuse me, do not despair. It's just the way government works. It's very slow and very methodical, and many cross checks and all the rest of it. But it can be particularly, as you say, because of a community that's always changing, always having new immigrants, always having people who are in need of basic services, always having people who need to be educated. And the ones who get up and get going and get, like yourself, and succeed very often, they don't look back. And so you don't always have that to draw on. It's the reason why this stuff takes generations to get going. And this is terrific that you're willing to do this. And I think we're all grateful that you're willing to volunteer. We wish you very much success in doing this. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Okay. It's nice to meet you.
Good luck. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, Judy has too many things on her plate at one time, just like you do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Peter McDonald. Yeah, the Fire Advisory Board.
Yep.
No interview is the next one.
Mr. McDonald is a reappointment.
One more interview.
So,
did you guys vote on the last person?
Yes, we did.
Who was it?
Judy moved, John seconded, I think.
Yeah. So the next is Vander Linden, who's coming. Britta Vander Linden. Could we vote on Dylan yet? Or
we don't have a voting quorum at this point.
Britta Vander Linden from Bedford Hills. She is the Area 6 representative on the
Do we know what the areas are, by the way? What Area 6 means?
I don't. I just typed those up real quick today, and I saw that. I was wondering.
Hi.
Pam, you need us?
There's somebody here?
We are number 5 this year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. District 13 in U.S. Congress, do we know? New York? 13?
District what?
District 13? New York 13? Not reading.
It sounds like it's Long Island, but I could be wrong.
No, it's Bronx, probably. It's because Long Island starts out with one.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah. It's
no, and then we get to, like, Nita's 17.
18, yeah, she's 18.
18, and then Ellen is 17.
Is Angle.
Somewhere along, right in there.
It could be
the Bronx. It could be Manhattan. Could be Queens. It could be Queens. Manhattan. But I don't know. I mean, I just wondered if you knew.
No, off the top of my head. She works for Bob Castelli now.
Well, where did you see that?
The top.
Oh yes, right. That would be. Well, it's nice to read from the beginning, isn't it? No, but tap Judy on the shoulder, and when you can get her attention, then bring her there. Please don't get in the long conversation.
What?
Please don't get in the long conversation.
Thank you.
guys don't have an inflatable ball over there, do you?
No. I wish it did. 7 foot tall.
Right. What can we do? What? Yes. Yes. We did actually, we did vote on that before we lost our quorum. So.
Oh, okay.
What, sir? How's it going?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Relaxed yesterday. It was very
you
nice.
Did? How did you relax?
Did nothing.
It's not in character. It means that you did something, you just didn't consider it something.
Exactly.
You must have done something.
All I did was when watched TV, went outside, hung out for
so you watched the Women's World Cup?
No.
No?
No.
I missed it.
How can you miss something like that?
I was at football
camp. I don't value it.
I was at football camp. I missed it.
Look, I don't mean to be sexist about this, but the opportunity to watch 22 really, really talented women in shorts running around, banging into each other, you don't value that?
No.
You missed Hope Solo.
Valuable, I value. You missed Hope Solo.
Oh, Solo. She was okay, but it was the Japanese goalie who was really good.
Yeah, she was good.
Okay. She was terrific.
How much did the Japanese won in overtime, right?
It was tied 2-2. The Japanese won not in overtime, but on a shootout.
That's crazy.
But Abby Wambach scored a goal with a header.
She's really good.
Which is great. She's too old for you, though. She's 31.
Yeah. No, I'm really trying to marry and hope. I'm really write her a letter.
Do
the YouTube thing. The Marines and me and I'll do the... Hopefully you come to my senior prom. Actually, you may hit you probably down on that.
I would probably.
She'd come
probably have to.
World renowned. I think you should do it.
I'm going to beat you to it.
But I've never seen prom.
Well,
rats.
Japanese team averaged something like 5'4".
Yeah.
The Americans... Like Wambach is 5'11", and the American team I think averaged about 5'9", and the whole idea was that we'd simply jump over their heads and hit the ball, and so all we do is just rush the goal.
No, I can't wait. I'm seeing
it was
Manchester
a great
United.
Game. It was a great game.
I love soccer.
You missed the game.
I saw the rerun of it though.
Did you? Okay. Did you see the semifinal? The consolation round.
Consolation.
France versus Sweden?
No, I did not see that.
You had to hunt for that. That was not available everywhere.
Who won France against Sweden?
The Swedes won.
Manchester
United to open up on the birthday.
Excellent.
So
what day is it? July
22nd. At one point we had two people
there. If they lost? Yes.
Go get him. Jesus. What? She didn't marry right now. Back in a minute. That's where she went. I don't know. But we can't vote, right? Well, with two. I can't do anything alone, that's for sure. Now I'm hearing John.
Mr. Chair, I'm inviting Ms. Vandal into it because, you know, you want to.
Because you've got, you're politer than I am.
It's just that I see her sitting out there, and
At least we can start a little.
I'm Bill Burton. Glad to meet you.
Pleasure.
I'm a chair here.
Okay, real good.
Hi. Actually, we were wondering, we saw that you worked for whoever the congressperson was in District 13. We were trying to remember
who 13 is.
Yes.
Who was that?
Who was that? That was Vito Fasella.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Staten Island.
Yeah,
okay.
And okay. Part of Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bay Ridge part of Brooklyn, right?
Yes,
Bay
that's Ridge. Right. Yeah.
At least
and
for the moment.
Dyker Heights in
and
the
then Grayson. Soon it will be Lord knows what. We Shaker Heights, Ohio, at the rate we're going.
Yeah, no.
Bounce around. Yeah. Anyway, if you'd sign in on the sheet, I'd appreciate it.
Hi.
We're trying to find Judy, that's all.
Oh, she's wandering again.
Something like that. Anyway, we need her for a vote, so.
Okay.
And to talk to our
right.
candidate.
So how did you get into this business?
Into what business?
The business you're in now.
Well, I guess just from passion and starting out volunteering.
You got an MPA from Pace. So
yeah.
that have something to do with it?
I got my theater degree first, which brought me
from
to
Towson,
New York.
Right?
Yeah. And then once I got up here and did that for a few years, I got more interested in government and public service and started volunteering and kind of learned on the job, having not studied it in school. Mm-hmm. And now a couple of years ago, I started working on the MPA to really get a piece of paper behind it.
Mm-hmm. Here she is.
What I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. One of your fellow students is Peter Tripodi.
Yes, that's right. We just had a class together.
Oh, did you?
We suffered through budgeting together. Yes.
That would be a matter of
I know effort. Somebody else getting an MPA. Rich Regal, do you know that name?
I don't.
No.
Okay.
But there are a number.
Judy, this is Britta Vanderlinden.
Hi, how do you do?
Judy Myers.
Pleasure. Judy Myers, Britta Vanderlinden.
So how did you wind up in Bedford Hills, having come up from Towson?
The good old MTA. I was living in Brooklyn with my husband, and when we decided to move up to Westchester, his company is based here in White Plains, a marketing company that raises funds for nonprofits. And so we only had one car at the time, so we figured we better go up the train line until we find something affordable and a place that we like, and we landed in Katona and rented, and then we recently just bought in Bedford Hills, took the plunge. So we really lucked out just finding
good for you.
Bedford, yeah.
And then, I mean, nothing like getting a job you can virtually walk to work from.
Yeah, it's true. We're very green.
That's great. Well, this is an interesting world that you're volunteering yourself into, the consumer affairs world. Do you have any background in that? I mean, we're not trying to beat you up on anything.
Consumer affairs, I guess. With my work with the congressman, that certainly came up as casework. Mm-hmm. Consumer affairs was one of the half dozen biggies that you would hear.
Okay.
You get people contacting you with this problem or that, and you try to figure out which agency had the authority to assist, whether it was a federal, state, or local issue, what attorney general's office or whatnot. But in general, I suppose just being a big consumer myself in Westchester.
Well, are you? Does your husband know?
But, you know, I am aware as a consumer that Connecticut and New Jersey are nearby, and so I do, I'm aware of the need to make sure that Westchester consumers feel that they are protected and feel that there's a reason to stay in Westchester and not flee to other counties and states to consume. So I feel that that's part of the mix.
Oh, that's very good. I mean, that's not something the average response would be. Keep the consumer.
Do you know much about our consumer affairs department?
Uh, would say that there's a lot to learn. We have attended one meeting.
Oh, you have? Good.
Yes, a few weeks back, and so there's certainly a big learning curve, but there's a wide range of matters being discussed. So
it's one of the departments that actually makes money.
Yes, excellent.
Because
love
of
you
the,
that.
the fines they collect and the restitution they do for people who are, you know.
Well,
are
they don't
consumers.
Keep the restitution money,
no,
but don't
but
forget they get the license money.
They get the license
everybody.
Money.
No, but
right.
they also collect license. Some fines, and they also do make restitution back to consumers who are, whose rights have been violated.
The one of the questions that's come up, and actually came up in John's committee earlier today, has to do with licensing of businesses which are not absolutely direct retail businesses. They're not a grocery store. They're not a home contractor. Home contracting is the number one area of consumer complaints in Westchester County. But this was a company that does pest control and management and provides does the work and gets out there and does the spraying and does all of that. And it is not, it's a business that sells to people, but it's not the same thing as being a store. And they were fined. They were nailed because they had an ad in a newspaper or somewhere that did not show their license number. And it turned out because they didn't have a license number. And that in turn turned out because they are licensed by the state of New York in pesticide application. And the question would be, should they be licensed by the consumer? This is not a test, by the way. Should they be licensed by the Department of Consumer Affairs as a business locally, or should their New York State license, which is done through the Department of Environmental Conservation, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Suffice, given that the purpose of the Westchester County Department of Consumer Affairs has to do with conflicts between consumers and businesses over more mundane matters than application spraying has to do with disagreements over paying and whether the job was done completely and that sort of thing. Not that I'm going to ask you what your position on this is, but it's an interesting issue that comes along as we have now gotten into over a decade of regulating retail businesses and home improvement businesses. There are others that turn up that are consumer businesses, but which don't necessarily come directly under the Department of Consumer Affairs. And you may find these things arriving because the Consumer Affairs Department also is part of the Weights and Measures Division, and
which
and
is
has
mandated.
A lot to do with that.
Which is actually a mandate.
This could actually be a lot of fun if you really get into this. And since you've done consumer or constituent response, I take it you're doing it now, I think you'll find a lot of this stuff could be very, very interesting. So I yield the platform to...
I was just going to say the same thing. One of the things that I've noticed in the years that I've been on the board here in the Board of Legislators is that it's really not... It's not as widely known, I think, as it should be that this consumer, that this department exists, and it's very, very important, especially with regards to licensing and home improvement contractors is a huge area, and I know I've done my part in my district to try to get. They have handouts and brochures and things to let people know that they should question whether contractors are licensed, and they really do stand ready to assist in any and all kinds of consumer inquiries. But it's very, you hear about New York City Consumer Affairs Department, but here in the burbs, I think people often think, oh, well, maybe that's who we contact out here, but they don't realize we have our own, and it's very effective. And personally, I sit on the Board of Health, and there's within the Department of Health, there's a great deal of congruity with the two departments working hand in hand because of licensing requirements and then oversight requirements for different areas, and they work very closely together. And it's weights and measures is a mandated function through New York State. Mm-hmm. And I think due to a lot of budget constraints and all, there isn't enough awareness that's built about the fact
right.
that
right.
So any kind of advisory component that right. could be useful, perhaps.
Well, certainly. I mean, we're living in an age where there's never been more opportunity to communicate and reach people than
right.
ever before in history, and yet you're competing
I know.
More than ever for attention. So the idea is to cut through and reach the people that you need to reach. And given the monetary constraints on something like the advisory council, there may be inexpensive ways to reach
right.
people, such as if
e-blasts
think of it from
and
a,
things.
Well, if you think from a consumer perspective, if I was just burned or if I'm curious about a home construction builder, Google AdWords are very inexpensive. I mean, for
right.
anyone who searches Westchester construction to have the consumer, you know,
it would be so great to
have
that.
There may be inexpensive ways.
Well, I think it could be helpful.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for volunteering.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing. There's no whips and chains. There could be just.
Well, it's interesting to hear.
yeah, we like to feed this bucket of educational.
Yeah, that's my individual take on it. And I had been close to the guy who had been the director before, and he too said, you know, it would be, you know. If we had all the money in the world, it would be so great to be able to build up awareness of the fact that we have this. And even if it's asking the media to do more articles about the fact that we
right.
have this, it's available.
I had some senior citizens who were built out of about $100,000, and they didn't know where to turn.
No.
But they
and
called
a lot
me
of
luckily,
times
so,
it
and
is
And the Consumer
seniors.
Affairs Department was able to intervene and you know,
and they're the ones who don't
the
read email as much and who aren't on
exactly.
the web as much.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to almost be more creative to reach them.
Yeah, exactly. That population, that
mm-hmm.
vulnerable population.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
okay.
you.
We're done. Glad we met you.
Glad we met you.
Know where to find you.
Yeah.
Good luck,
sure.
Too. Take care.
Okay.
Nice to
care.
Meet you.
Thank you.
Okay.
What is the next step from here?
You will hear from the board that you have been appointed. We will actually vote on you at our next meeting, which is the 8th of August.
Okay.
If you're just desperate for something to do that night, you can come down to the
morning.
Day, actually, come
it's
down
in
to
the morning.
Meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Watch us vote you through. But you can actually watch this on television.
Okay.
So do
I got a letter in the mail. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion on Mr. Dillon.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. May I have a motion on Ms. Vanderlinden?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and I have a motion to reappoint Mr. McDonald to the Fire Advisory.
Yeah, let me just see.
I want to see
he
his
goes,
attendance
right?
record. Hold on.
Yeah.
He's a reappointment?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to see his attendance record. McDonald.
I don't see him. Oh, there he is.
He's excused, and then he.
He's been there.
Was canceled. Boy, they don't know what it means. Since 2011. 2010.
So he hasn't. They haven't been at anything this year.
It's only one.
Looks like he only had one absence, and he has.
Yeah, it looks more like they just haven't had any meetings.
Yep. Yeah, he's attended the ones they've had. It looks like.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. And
okay.
the same thing with Gisella.
Mr. Fix.
Oh, Mr. Fix
is he a reappointment too?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have any meetings.
Yeah,
this is the Consumer Advisory Council that was just appointed.
They
yes,
were there in May.
Yes.
I think they only meet three times a year.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's attended all the meetings.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mr. Bernona, second by Ms. Myers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
No, wait. We have
Traffic Advisory Board.
Traffic.
We just did
no,
fix.
No, Gisele Bignini.
Gisele.
We just did fix.
We didn't do Gisele.
You're right.
He was
McMillan.
Excused
McMillan.
In September of 10. Oh, Mitchell Tarnopol is on this.
Okay. I got to go.
Yeah.
Fine.
So moved.
Second.
All favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion adjourned.
So moved. I have to go.
Moved by Ms. Byers, second by Ms. Nono. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Thank you very much.